More British Columbians support medical assistance in dying, made, for mentally ill people than their fellow Canadians nationwide, according to polling from the Angus Reid Institute. Still, support in BC sits at just 33%, whereas across the country only 28% support such a proposition for individuals whose sole condition is mental illness, based on a poll of 1,872 respondents. As the debate over expanding eligibility to medical assistance in dying to include individuals whose sole condition is mental illness continues, there is much concern among Canadians over the state of mental health care in the country ahead of this weighty decision, the pollster stated. The federal government is examining the expansion of MAID to mentally ill people, the poll noted. As many as 4 in 5 Canadians have voiced their concern about the resources, or lack thereof, mentally ill people are being provided by governments. 2 in 5 Canadians who say they have sought help also report facing barriers, according to the poll. Among the findings that could shed light on the state of mental health care, Angus Reid found those who encountered barriers to receive mental health care are more likely to be in lower-income households, 36%, than those who found their access easy, 24%. And, those who do seek treatment are more likely to support MAID expansion than those who have not, regardless of access issues. One positive finding from the polling on mental health was that since pandemic restrictions lifted, Canadians are more likely to say they have felt great, 23%, or good, 51%, mentally in recent weeks than 18 months ago. Still, half, 47%, say they feel fatigued, while approaching 2 in 5, 38%, say they've been feeling anxious in recent weeks. Women, 76%, are more likely than men, 61%, to seek help, the polling determined. As for how Canadians are being helped, 62% of Canadians, who report seeking help in the past year, have received counseling, 44% therapy and 44% prescription drugs, and on an extreme level, 5% have entered an inpatient program and 4% went to emergency care. Angus Reid presented the following disclosure to its poll. The Angus Reid Institute in partnership with CARDIS conducted an online survey from September 19-22, 2023 among a representative randomized sample of 1,872 Canadian adults who are members of Angus Reid Forum. For comparison purposes only, a probability sample of this size would carry a margin of error of plus or minus 2 percentage points, 19 times out of 20. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca